Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Yotes, Chulin 19, and on Yotes Amabez, the Gemara records a Mishnah, and the Mishnah tells us about the comparison between Shlita, which is the slaughtering of an animal in order to eat the animal, and even the slaughtering of a fowl in order to eat the fowl when it's in a state of Chulin, of non-sacred food, and how do we compare that vis-a-vis Malika, which was the action of pinching of the back of the animal's neck in order to bring it as an offering when it was a bird, when it was fowl, in the temple. So says our Mishnah, Hashochei min hatzdadin, that if a person slaughters the simanim, there are two simanim which are essential for shlita, the trachea and the esophagus. Together they're called the simanim. For a fowl, we need the majority of one of them to be slaughtered. However, if somebody slaughters these simanim from the side of the neck and not from the front of the neck, which is the normal manner of slaughter, we say shlitaso kshera, that it is a valid slaughter. And Rashi says, even initially, as the outset, one can do it in that fashion. Hamoek, but however, if one does the moek, which is the action, which was the killing action when it was done for a korban, for a sacrifice, somebody who does the oek, the moek on the ola sa'of, on the bird that was brought as an ola or as a chatos, we say under those circumstances, minat studin, if the pinching was coming from the sides, then molikaso is pesula, that it is disqualified, because by molika, as we'll see, the Torah says specifically in Leviticus chapter 5, verse 8, Mimul Arpo, that it must be from Mul Arpo, which is a reference to a place on the back of the neck and not on the front. And so therefore it needs to specifically be on the back and not from the sides as well. Continues our Mishnah, Hashochet Min Ha'oref, if somebody slaughters on the bottom of the neck, underneath the oref, on the back, but underneath we say shchitaso psula. There it's also going to be disqualified because the shchita needs to be done in the front and not in the back of the neck. However, hamoik mina oref, that if somebody does this pinching action on the back of the neck, then we say muikaso kshera, that if a person cuts the meat, and they're going to do it with their fingers, the Kohen does it with his fingers, if he cuts the back of the neck bone, and that's how he gets through to the simanim, by going through the neck bone in the back of the bird, then under those circumstances it is kosher, because that in fact is the actual way in which the malika is supposed to be done. That it was supposed to be done by the Kohen sticking his finger through the neck bone to get to the simanim via the back of the neck. And comes along the Mishnah, Ashochei min hatzavar, if somebody slaughters the throat, then when it comes to the bird, or then we say shlitaso kshera, that it's valid. That's indeed how the person was supposed to do it. However, amolik min hatzavar, if somebody does the malika from the front of the animal, if the Kohen does the malika by going through to the neck from the front, we say malikaso psua. And the reason why the malika is disqualified is because by malika, the Torah says specifically mimul arpo, that it specifically needs to be done from the back, and we've seen earlier not from the side, and also not from the front. So we have here a fundamental principle which the Mishnah tells us, shekola orev kosher l'malika, whatever you do from the back of the neck is going to be kosher l'malika, v'kol hatzavar kosher l'shlita, whereas for the slaughter for non-sacred food, it needs to be done from the neck. So we have here nimtza kosher b'shlita pasul b'malika, that which is kosher for a ritual, for a regular slaughter, is going to be disqualified for the sacred, for the act of killing it for the sacred purposes of the korban. And so too kosher b'malika pasul l'shlita, anything that's kosher for the animal when it's brought as an offering in the temple for the bird, it's going to be disqualified for the shlita. And we have here, these are the opposite principles, that whatever is kosher for shlita is disqualified for malika, and whatever is kosher for malika is disqualified for shlita. So the Gemara asks, that we know that the malika must be done mul arpo, from the back of the neck. My oref, what is this oref? If you were going to say that is the oref mamish, that this oref is, that there is an act at right behind the head, before we start sloping down on the bird's neck, there is a little bone there, and maybe that's what needs to be broken. If that's the case, my area shochet afilu molek nami, that even if you did the malika in that spot, it will be posel, it will be disqualified, because the Torah tells us mimul arpo velo arpo. It's not the actual part of the bone there, but it is anything that is adjacent or in the vicinity of that bone. So what is the oref mimul oref? Meaning to say that if we would imagine what the bird looks like, and we would have the simanim, the trachea and the esophagus going down, if you take it on the back of the neck there, that is going to be the place where the malika needs to be done. And how do we know that mimul means adjacent to? So the Gemara says there's a source for this. There are two sources. One is from the verse in Numbers chapter 22, verse 5, where it states, "V'hu yoshev mimuli," and that is a reference to when the king of Moab went to call Bilam to curse the Jewish people. He said that the Jewish people are yoshev mimuli, that they are sitting near me, and therefore we see that mul oref means that it is near this bone that is on the top back of the head of the bird, but it's not exactly that bone. And so too it says in the verse in Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 27, ki panu elai oref v'lo panim, because they turned to me their neck, the back of their neck, and not their face. And so we see from here that the oref corresponds to the opposite side of the face. This idea of the oref is also important for us in our daily lives, because we know that the knot of the tefillin of the head needs to be placed on the oref of the head, on the back of the head. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Sarach shiyah kesher me'achorei arosh l'mala ba'oref. It needs to be on the top of the oref, which is directly opposite the face, and that is the place, the proper place to put the tefillin of the head, and it corresponds to the place of the malika.